The Lost Ending. With a sloshing plop, the thing fell to the ground, evaporating in a thick scarlet cloud until it reattained its original size. It remained thus for a moment as the puckered maw took the shape of a protruding red eyeball, the pupil of which seemed to unravel before it the tale of creation. How a shapeless mass slithered from the quagmires of the stigmatic pool of time, only to degenerate into a leprosy of avaricious lust. In that fleeting moment, the grim mystery of life was revealed before Grignard's ensnared gaze. The eyeball's glare turned to a sudden plea of mercy, a plea for the whole of humanity. Then the blob began to quiver with violent convulsions. The eyeball shattered into a thousand tiny fragments and evaporated in a curling wisp of scarlet mist. The very ground below the thing began to vibrate and swallow it up with a belch. The thing was gone forever. All that remained was a dark red blotch upon the face of the earth, blotching things up. Shaking his head, his shaggy mane, to clear the jumbled fragments of his mind, Grignard tossed the limp female over his shoulder, mounting one of the disgruntled mares and leading the other. The weary, scarred barbarian trotted slowly off into the horizon to become a tiny pinpoint in a filtered field of swirling blue mists, leaving the nobles, soldiers, and peasants to replace the missing monarch. Long live the king.